We're ready to have a baby any day now, so I'm going to be probably off for a few weeks of the podcast until that gets wrapped up and I get settled in. But I wanted to talk a little bit, just leading into it, about what I've been discovering about myself lately. And so spending years of day trading, it was easy to get pretty big during the day because you can, when you're trading bigger during the day, you can really clamp down on that risk. You're right in front of your screen. You don't have anything overnight to worry about, and you have the, feels pretty darn good to go home flat sometimes and not have to worry about anything. So I've been working more towards some swing trading stuff lately, and my trades last a few days to a few weeks, sometimes even months on a few of them, but not normally. It depends. But I'm mixing in some day trading again on stock ideas when I find stuff I like, very similar to how I used to trade futures. And more on that on the other podcast. I'm doing the Stupid News podcast with my friend Brent, and we only have one episode, but we're going to do one, I think, tomorrow, and then we'll start doing more of those regularly after I settle in again and start talking about exactly how we're trading this stuff. But in terms of back to the original topic of the day trading versus the swing trading, I've noticed that I've been frustrated a little bit lately that I'm not using a lot of my capital. I find that when I'm swing trading, holding stuff overnight, you just don't want to take as much risk. You don't want to have your full account loaded up overnight just in case something happens, especially if you're long or short a bunch of positions and you get a market move the other way, you can create a pretty big disaster. Whereas during the day, when you're trading something you like, you can trade a lot bigger, closer to your edges. You can use your margins. You can get, you know, using the full amount of your account because you can babysit that thing and get out of it, and you're very attuned to your risk, and you can cover that overnight period during the day, meaning that you don't have that Donald Trump news or whatever happens that you can't control and you wake up in the morning, which is a pretty uncomfortable situation. So in growing the swing trading side of the business, it's going to be just as the whole account gets bigger, you keep increasing the relative size of your swing trades, but you're just really never going to use a huge portion of your account in doing that. At least I'm not going to. I don't know what that percentage is. I suppose over time I'll figure out more exactly what that percentage will be. But I know when I'm day trading, I can use a lot more of my account during the day. That's what I'm noticing. And I don't know how others do it, but it's funny because I've been doing this for, I don't even know how long now, a long time. And I still don't have these things exactly figured out because the way I used to do them before, when I was mostly day trading and I would do some swing trades, I would just kind of put some trades down that I saw that I liked, and I wouldn't really think about how much of my account it was because it was always a smaller amount than I was day trading. Well, now that I'm looking back at swing trading more and doing more trades like that, I noticed that sometimes I'll risk X amount of money during the day, and then on the stuff I'm holding overnight, I'm not willing to risk near as much money. So for instance, I might have three good swing trades and then one bad day trading, and the one bad day would wipe out the entire three swing trades, which is stupid and it doesn't really make sense. It's kind of unfair actually to what I'm doing if that would happen. It would be like, you know, one bad match wipes out three good matches, and you don't want that to happen. So the process of dialing that in and making it work for you in terms of your risk and your reward when you're on a couple different time frames is a process. It really is. And it's not something I dealt with before because I was just during the day. So thinking about it as I move forward, it's interesting because the idea and the logic and the way I'm trading is very similar during the day or over 2 or 3 days. A lot of stupid news stuff, a lot of having an idea, using a lot of second order thinking, using sentiment, looking at the chart pattern. And we can get into that more on the other podcast like I talked about. But in terms of setting the trades up, it's very similar. But some of them work right away and they're supposed to be that day. And other ones are just going to take some time to play out. And the ones that take some time to play out, they're not worse because of that. But I'm not going to have as much risk on when it takes 3 or 4 days to play out just in case something happens. And you can have earnings announcements and activist investors and all kinds of stuff that can happen overnight. So as you scale up, figuring out how to blend that is going to be important for me. And I'm also doing some futures too. So you got stocks and futures. Sometimes you have options on stocks, and it sounds complicated, but it's really all the same stuff. But sometimes it just works out on different timeframes. So figuring out how to put that together is going to be a fun challenge. And it's one that I'm kind of bumping up against a little bit now. So as we have our child, the due date was yesterday, so that's going to happen any day now, really. I'm going to go into that event, and this is a good illustration because we've talked about this before about knowing your environment. I'm going to have guests in town, which is going to be make it harder for me to trade normally. I'll still probably do a little bit, but I'm going to have to take a week off at least right away when our child is born and ease back into it after that. So I'm going to have some trades on as that's happening, but I'm going to have OCO orders kind of protecting everything. I'm going to have my risk a lot smaller than normal, so I don't really have to babysit it and worry about it. And that's just going to be something I've learned from the past. That's, it seems common sense, right, with a child being born, but you would be surprised at the stupid shit that I've done in the past when it comes to ignoring my surroundings and trading anyway. And that's just something I can't be doing. So I've learned. I actually had a position the other day that intuitively I just didn't feel. I put it on, it sat there for 2 days, it went a little bit against me, and it just didn't feel right. I don't even know why, and I cut half of it. I exited half, and it went down quite a bit the third day, and I'm still in some of it. So my losses is not as bad as it would have been. But those are the things when I'm trading well, I'm listening to that. I'm scratching stuff before it goes against me. I'm really attuned to how I'm feeling and how I'm thinking about it. And there's a difference between just sabotaging your trades and then using your experience and your intuition to really guide you in how you feel. And there's a difference between those two things. And I think people who understand what they want to do and know their system can figure that out, or know themselves, I would say. And it's, as a discretionary trader, you have to obey that stuff. And it's okay if I'm wrong, because I need to feel comfortable with what I'm doing. Sometimes the best trading is done when I'm almost a little bit bored. In a way, I'm working hard. I'm going through all my lists every day and checking my sources and doing the things to generate ideas, but I don't feel like I have to do anything, and I don't really care if I do anything, and that's when the best trades come. So that's just the way it's been for me. And when I'm searching for an idea, it doesn't work so well. I'm getting off topic now already, but I'll come back on after the birth of our child and talk about how I'm ramping back up again, and we'll do a podcast on the stupid news. I think it's anchor.fm/stupid news. I believe that's what the URL is. I think it's on all the platforms as well. So Brent, who I've traded with my whole life, I met him when I first started trading futures when I was 22, I believe. He trades very similar to me. We're a little different, but we talk almost every day, and he's got really good insights as well. So we're doing the other podcast on more specifically how we're trading and what we're looking at. So I'm going to do one of those with him tomorrow on a few ideas, that one trade that I saw, one trade that he saw this week. And then after that, just, there'll be a little bit of a lapse until I get back on, but I'll be back.